Vous écoutez l'autre monde, nous sommes au Ripfest édition 2025, and we are with the band Brat. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
First time in France or something like that?
So this is actually our second time. We did our first Europe tour in February with Napalm Death, so this is Europe round two for us.
What do you expect for tonight? Because it's a crossover festival, hardcore and metal. What do you expect from the crowd?
I hope they enjoy it. Our music is a lot of crossover as well of hardcore and metal, so it seems like it's a nice crowd in there, so I hope they enjoy the set.
Yeah. I agree.
And what did you prepare for tonight? Special set or...?
No, we've been playing the same set this whole tour, so just this is the last show of this tour, so why change it if it's working just fine?
And how was the tour? So far so good?
It was great, yeah. We're booked for Copenhagen about a year ago, so we played that a couple weeks ago and we sort of booked the rest of this tour around it, and it's been great. But right before this tour, we did like a full month in the U.S., and then we were just home for a few days, and then we've been out here for 3 weeks. So we've pretty much been on tour since the beginning of May, so we're ready to go home for a little bit and sleep for a long time.
How is the French audience? I mean, is there a special feeling when you are in France?
Yeah, we love France. We played Boulogne last weekend, and the crowd was amazing there, so hopefully we get the same reaction tonight. But yeah, we've really enjoyed France so far.
Oh yeah. Always have a great time here.
After the tour, you go back home, and what are your plans for the next week, next month?
So we have like a few small little runs planned in the States, just like a few shows here and there. But we want to take this longer break to work on the next album. We've pretty much been on tour almost this entire year so far. We're looking forward to be able to work on the next album. So that's what we've been excited to do.
And have you got already an idea of the next step you will follow for this new album? Because you have, like you said, a crossover music?
So
too soon to ask.
Yeah, we've got like a couple songs written. It's probably going to end up being, you know, 10 to 15 songs. So it's hard to say where it's going to go just because we don't have very much yet. So it's still very early in the process.
And about your last production, what is the people's reaction when they saw you on stage? What do your fan base say when you talk to them?
You know, our fan base is definitely people that like to have fun, like to have a good time, don't take themselves too seriously. Little party animals, maybe. And yeah, so people that are into us are usually really into us and very hype and a lot of fun, which is what we love, because when we get the energy back from the crowd, the same energy or more, it's like, it's a great motivator for us.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, sometimes you get people standing there with just crossed arms and they don't want to have any fun, and it's like, why are you here? And then it's hard for us to have fun, but we still do. So
it's an energy exchange.
Totally. Yeah,
absolutely.
A special remembrance of your tour. What would you keep in mind from this tour?
Copenhagen was the biggest show we've ever played, which was really, really cool. The crowd was amazing. And then Rockin' Boulogne was the second biggest show we've ever played. So we've definitely covered some new ground on this tour, and it's been a lot of fun. But other than that, like, we love the countryside. Like yesterday, we stayed in on the northern coast of France. I'm probably going to butcher the pronunciation, but it was Fécamp.
Fécamp,
yes.
Fécamp.
Good job.
Oh, yeah. We stayed there. We walked a lot just up and down the coast. It was beautiful. So that's the kind of stuff we like to do, and, you know, the stuff we remember when we go home. So,
Yeah, no, I mean, yesterday was such a beautiful day. You got to experience a little bit of beach time in France, which was really nice. That's definitely going to be a highlight. Of course, like, Copenhagen, the big fests were huge for us. Switzerland was a really, really nice experience for us, too. So those are just some of the highlights, and hopefully the show tonight will be another one.
Yeah.
Anything else you would like to tell us?
We love Europe. We love France. Down with USA.
Oh,
yeah, I'm just making jokes.
Cut that out.
I'm just making jokes.
We do love Europe and France.
Yeah, we do.
I show you five pictures, and you can pick one of the five stuff I show you. You can choose a tree which fruits heals wound, an instrument which melody calm conflict, book on which on each page you've got a forgotten secret, a compass who can guide you to hope, or a lantern who can enlighten hidden truths.
I like the
instrument.
Yes, that's what I would go with, calming and soothing.
I like the book of forgotten secrets.
Yeah,
that's the one for me.
A last word?
Let's rock.
Listen to Brat.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.